I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, and praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. First Kings 18:41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink. For there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And cast himself down upon the earth. And put his face between his knees. And said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there riseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariots and go thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. And there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Now hear this. Ahab was already on a jet in modern language, because that was the only chariots were the best and the fastest way to move. So in present language, Ahab has boarded a flight. He has entered the flight already while Elijah was saying that on his foot. I said, tell him to go. Let him play the politics. I don't mind. He has started business ahead. If somebody's ahead of you, look and see what is happening. But look at what happened in verse 18. Verse 46, sorry. Are you there? And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. God's hand came upon him. Now hear this. In my deep meditation, when they say God's hand is upon a man, is simply God and clothing you with his blessing. God's hand comes upon you and says, and God blessed Adam. And God blessed Abraham. And God blessed Joseph. And God, listen, blessing is different from the blessing. They are not the same. The blessing is the byproducts of blessing. Cars, houses, wife are the blessings. Am I talking? When wind blows, you see leaves shakes. They are the effect of the wind. To show that there's a wind, you see leaves will shake. The leaf is not the wind. The wind is what makes the leaves to shake. The cars are not the blessing. They're effects of the blessing. When God's hand comes upon a man, you overtake those ahead of you. That hand will come upon you in the name of Jesus. When that hand comes, somebody can be 10 years ahead. He can be in business thinking he's ahead of you. Just like, look at what happened here. And he guided up his loins. Did you hear that? And ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, a man on foot and a man in jet, who should arrive first? How come Elijah got there before the man? God's hand. How many want that hand to come upon you? Say, Lord, that same hand come upon my life, upon my career, upon my business. Just say what you want that hand to come upon. Lord, let that same hand come upon my mind. The same hand come upon my womb. The same hand, say that, come upon my destiny. Come upon all that has upon my mind. The same hand come upon my mind and my life. Let it come upon all that concerns me. I decree, in the name of Jesus, somebody will gain speed that no man can explain. When God's hand comes upon a man, somebody can be a multi-millionaire before you, but when you hit back, you just hit billions. That is how somebody who, after today, the speed that you will get, everybody will be amazed. In the name of Jesus. Others will be married before you, but when you marry, bam, you will cover what they couldn't cover in 10 years. Say, God's hand will come upon me. Say like a child of God. How many want speed? In John chapter 6, you see another kind of speed. John chapter 6 and verse 16. And when evening was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. And when they had rowed about 25 and 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, it is I, be not afraid. Tell them about fear not. Fear not. Say somebody, fear not. Fear not. Say somebody, fear not. But look at 21 carefully. There was storms. Some of you, the kind of storm you are passing through, you are going through one kind of storm that you can't understand. There was storm. But look at 21, that's the key verse. Then they willingly received him into the ship. And immediately, underline the word immediately, the ship was at the land whither they went. Now here, this is a mystery. There was storm. They were at the center of the sea. If you are from the river Rhine, or you have a little picture, you don't need to be from the river Rhine, you must have a picture. Now, the disciples were at the middle of the sea. So if this is the length of the sea, this is the beginning and that's the end, for instance. They were somewhere here when Jesus entered the boat. Am I communicating with you? In the natural, they should sail little by little to get here. But the Bible said, the moment Jesus stepped in, the boat appeared there. I mean, that's what happened. They bypassed protocols. They bypassed the storms. He lifted them straight and they found themselves there. Every obstacle, you bypass them right now. All laws were suspended. All barriers were broken. They shifted and found themselves. God is going to give you speed that everything that was obstacle to you before, you will bypass them right now in the name of Jesus. The years you lost, you are recovering them after now. If you are the one God is giving speech, say amen like a child of God. Say amen like a child of God. Say amen like a child of God. Say, I'm gaining speed after now. Say it and mean it. I'm gaining speed after now. Supernatural speed. Every normal person goes on the natural. But when super is added to the natural, it becomes unconventional. When God picks you and gives you speed, nobody can explain it. No man can understand it. How can his hand come upon Elijah? He overtook a man on chariots. You can imagine 45 minutes flight from Port Harcourt to Lagos. And before the person gets there, you are there. Understand the mystery. The man saw you when he left. He said, I'm going. They closed the doors. And the pilot took off. And then God's hand come upon you. Only for you to be at the airport waiting for him. That is the kind of miracle God will give to you in the name of Jesus. That is the kind of testimony you have after this service. If you are the one, say the amen. For those who are sick, hear what God said. In Isaiah 58 verse 8. In case you are sick, hear what he said. Isaiah 58 verse 8. He said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy hair shall spring forth speedily. That means every sick, you will recover speedily in the name of Jesus. You will recover speedily in the name of Jesus. He said, thy hair shall spring forth speedily. 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 I believe in speed. How many believe in speed? Tell your neighbor after today. When you see me, I'll be at where nobody will ever believe. They will know it will take only God to do it. I will run at a speed that no man can explain. Yesterday was a prisoner. Today, prime minister, supernatural speed. Supernatural what? Last night, he was a prisoner, Joseph. By the following morning, a prime minister. Do you know Pharaoh did not know the father of Joseph? He didn't ask him, who is your father? Because it was after he was a prime minister, Joseph introduced his father to them, to him. So he didn't ask his identity. He didn't say, where are you from? He had no CV because Joseph had no Egyptian education. So he didn't ask him of his CV. He didn't ask him of his background. He didn't ask him, who is your brother? Because he had no brother. He didn't ask him, where is your family? He just said, come and be. When God wants to give you speed, he restores you to a point no man can explore. You have been delayed getting married. You will marry. And as you marry, you will buy a car. You will have your children. You will build houses. You will recover all in the name of Jesus.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And Lot More. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books and all the materials by David Ibiomi, you could visit any leading bookstore worldwide, call the numbers displayed on your screen, or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Yeah.
sick, put your hand in your body as a point of contact. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority in that name. I command every disease, every plague in the name of Jesus. I command that cancer. I command that HIV. I command that disease, that blind eye, the deaf ear, and the dumb tongue. Every devil of darkness, in the name of Jesus Christ that is above every name, I command that disease. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Deaf ears are open in the name of Jesus. Blind eyes are open in Jesus' name. I command every part that is missing in your body, replaced as a new one in the name of Jesus. I command hernia to go. I command everyone sick be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, be made whole now. Somebody's healed of hemorrhoid, what you call pile, in the name of Jesus. Somebody right now is healed. A child is healed who couldn't stand. That child can stand now in the name of Jesus. There's strange anointing for sickle cell. Every sickle cell go for thirst. It will be AA in the name of Jesus. I command blind eyes are open in the name of Jesus. Deaf ears be open in the name of Jesus. I command dumb tongues be loose in the name of Jesus. Every deaf, every dumb, speak to them. Suck your hands, they will hear you in the name of Jesus. I command every disease, whether I call it by name or not, go in Jesus' name. Do what he couldn't do right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Pains have gone, mass has vanished, tumors are gone.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Pastor, this young man had hemorrhoids for over 4 years. I was giving him severe waist pain. He said the pain was excruciating.
Hemorrhoid is what we call pile.
Pile. But right here in this service, the pile disappeared. The waist pain is completely gone.
Will you give Jesus a big hand? Come up, young boy. Are you happy? You're very happy?
Yes, sir. Pastor, we have a similar testimony here too.
Raise your voice a little bit.
For the past 8 years, he has been having the same problems. And right here in this service, he noticed that the pain has gone and has gone.
The same problem? 4 years, 8 years, hemorrhoid? I thought you're giving Jesus a big hand. In the name of Jesus. Are you happy?
Yes, sir.
You're happy?
Yes, sir.
It's very painful. Oh, thank you. Touch with Jesus' name. You're happy? So go and enjoy your life. Amen. Oh,
Lord, for you are holy.
Hallelujah.
Yes, miracles have happened.
From Borisa's Light Church, Okorita healed of pain in her ear. Borisa's Light Church, Mrs. Grace healed of oof blood vision and epiphora. Blood vision and epiphora as tearing from the eyes. Ebifaka healed of severe abdominal pain. Igruta's Light Church, Faith healed of 19 years left ear deafness.
Will you give Jesus a big hand? Somebody deaf in one ear for 19 years.
Hallelujah. From Woji Satellite Church, Bro Onome healed of gynecomastia. Gynecomastia is a similar testimony we had in the second service. It's swelling of the breast in a man discharging breast milk.
Discharging breast milk, that's not normal.
And the breast is like a female breast. You it's a congenital problem.
Problem, eh?
Hormonal problem.
And then the person is getting healed. Will you give Jesus a big hand? You are not clapping like somebody who is happy. More miracles everywhere.
Hallelujah. From Chiro Plaza Satellite Church, Sister Chizia healed of 2 weeks abnormal bleeding.
Give Jesus a big hand.
D-Line Satellite Church, Sister Victoria healed of 1 month severe waist pain. Mrs. Womit healed of dysphonia, that speech disorder of 3 months duration. Mrs. Augustina healed of 1 year arthritis. Mrs. Choma healed of severe abdominal pain that started after eating in the dream.
Will you give Jesus a big hand?
Sister Choma healed of 4 months shoulder pain. That's coming from Other Judge Satellite Church. Chukwuka healed of 3 months upper back pain. Sister Pauline healed of 10 days abnormal bleeding. Afterward of none.
Give Jesus a big hand. Hallelujah.
Agbani Satellite Church, Akufe Bama healed of 3 months rheumatoid arthritis.
You know what?
Rheumatoid arthritis is different from the other types we have. It's the body producing things that will destroy itself. It's an abnormal condition of the body. So the body will be producing cells that will damage its own joints. That's rheumatoid arthritis.
Do you understand what I'm telling you? That's a very bad sickness.
Yes.
Your body produces things that will destroy your own body.
From Eleme Satellite Church, Friday healed of severe chest pain. Anthony healed of 2 years hemorrhoid.
Fine. We thank God.
From Elelewa Satellite Church, Ituru Joseph healed of 6 years hernia.
Will you give Jesus a big hand? I thought you would give him a big, big hand.
Ezeala's visible abdominal mass vanishes instantly.
Give Jesus a big hand. Hallelujah.
More online testimonies. This is from Lagos. Rita healed instantly of severe toothache. From London, Dakurubo healed instantly of 1 month severe leg pain. From Oman, Furo McPepo healed of migraine that affected his eyesight.
Will you give Jesus a big hand? Hallelujah. Yes. Take the ones here now.
Pastor, this young man had a road traffic accident that injured his backbone. He could not make appreciable movement that involved the back muscles. Right here in this service, completely healed.
He had an accident? Come up. What is that small chance case?
He had sore throat, difficulty in swallowing saliva.
That small boy?
Right here in the service.
The boy healed. God healed the small boy. Come, fine boy. Do what he couldn't do when he had the accident. Do what he couldn't do. Anything he couldn't do when you had the accident. You couldn't do that freely? No pain.
No pain.
No pain,
sir.
No pain.
No pain, sir.
Do again. No pain. Fine boy. How are you? He said, boys rule, no arguments. Boys rule, no arguments. I like his t-shirt. Boys rule, no arguments. Next time, tell daddy to buy me one. I said, pastors rule, no argument. I love you, eh? Are you happy? Fine boy. What's your name?
Precious.
Eh?
Precious.
Precious. You want to come out first?
Yes.
Now, yeah. Listen. Next time, you come out first. Yeah. Do you believe?
Yes.
And when you come out first, come and testify. You come out first. Yeah. With this hand I've laid upon you, be the best in your class. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Precious, something will make you stagger. Don't worry. As if it's wind that blow you. Something staggered you is the Holy Spirit. Don't worry. I love you. As if you're drowsy, you want to sleep. Okay. You know, he's a huge man, so he's trying to hold himself. Okay, hold yourself very well. I love you. You went down? It was saying with my muscle, will I go down?
Pastor, we have another testimony here. During the second service, she gave a word of knowledge that someone's kneecap was going to be replaced. And this woman has had osteoarthritis of her right knee joint. And she claimed her healing then. And she noticed that the pains had gone.
The pains have gone. Give Jesus a big hand. Hallelujah. Do what you couldn't do, man. No pain. No pain. No pain. No pain in Jesus' name. It will never come back again in Jesus' name. Accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.